Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, in Podcast 690, it's Saturday night, looking forward to New Year's Eve, and I realize I got to do an end-of-the-year podcast to kind of close out 2017, so we're going to do that in Podcast 690, the end of another year. I see a lot of people on YouTube and across the globe saying things like, we're survivors, we survived another year. You know, if you stay alive, you will survive, right? So I'm going to share some experiences, some helpers, thank some clients, as well as some big thank yous otherwise, and review 2017 and do a little bit of a look ahead for 2018 in Podcast 690. But while I'm doing this, I'm doing my laundry, so I got to start the dryer off. I always like to have a little bit of white ambient noise in these podcasts. Well, I'm going to thank them officially, but I am going to thank Brush Studio in the West End in St. Louis Park for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. We are working on some new stuff together, and it's pretty exciting. Let me explain what Brush Studio is. This is a great place to do a business or corporate event, whether you are doing a team building exercise or you are showing appreciation to clients. January, February, March, this is a time when businesses kind of get back into the flow and figure out we got to do some team building events. We've got to do some client appreciation events. If this is you, if you're the person that plans these things, or if you just have a small business and you need to do it, I want you to think about Brush Studio. What happens there? Basically, people get in there and they paint a painting, and everybody paints the same kind of painting, but they paint it differently, and they're doing something that's creative. So they're able to start using their creative side, and it's really fun. First of all, they have 22 brands of beer there. They have an extensive wine collection there. The people that run Brush Studio are event planning ninjas going way back. So whether it is date night, business and corporate events, family or friends night out, and I'm encouraging you to think about Brush Studio in the West End for corporate events. You can sign up online at brushstudio.net. If you go to their website, it explains what they do. I'm telling you, I went there. It's really fun. It's fun to do, and people really enjoy themselves. It's also an environment where people aren't going to feel pressure if they're clients, or they're not going to feel pressure to create like they would if you take them to a hotel, let's say to a hotel conference room for team building exercises. Brush Studio at brushstudio.net. You can call them at 952-236-1700. That's 952-236-1700. brushstudio.net. Well, if you are listening to the Bob Davis Podcast, you can listen to the Bob Davis Podcast right off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. First, if you hit the page, you're on a desktop, there's streaming audio, it starts playing immediately. Secondly, you can also select an individual podcast and play it. You can also subscribe to the RSS feed right off thebobdavispodcast.com. Just look for the RSS feed icon. But you can also subscribe at iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher.com, Spreaker.com, BlogTalkRadio.com, Google Play, and lots of other sources for the Bob Davis Podcast. I think Tuned In is another one. And I really appreciate those feeds, those feed takers, those RSS feed takers and visits to the page. Also, thebobdavispodcast.com is a very robust page now. There is a blog with outbound links up the yin-yang for every podcast so you can learn about what I am talking about. So click on those links. Click on the links to the sponsors, which gives you more information about those sponsors. And me as well. If you go through all those tabs, you can see the audiobook, the From the Bunker blog, which is going to be a little bit more robust this year as well, and more. Really appreciate the likes and the shares and the favoriting and the following on Facebook and Twitter and the Gram and others. And thanks for your donations. I'll be thanking you contributors a little bit later on in this podcast at thebobdavispodcast.com. Just click on the donate button and you're good to go. Well, aside from thanking everybody who has subscribed to the Bob Davis Podcasts, whether it's off the page or at iTunes or anywhere else, and there's a lot of places where the podcasts are now available, first off, I have to thank the clients of the Bob Davis Podcast in 2017. These are business owners who first have believed in podcast advertising, and second, who have believed in these podcasts, the Bob Davis Podcasts, as well as some notes at some point in this podcast about the growth of the website, thebobdavispodcast.com, and the podcasts in general. But I got to thank my first client, and that was ex-government cars. Ed Johnson has always been really, really helpful. He had some tough times this year. We all did. And really appreciate Ed's support and sponsorship through the years. Also, Ryan Plumbing and Heating of St. Paul. Again, Greg Ryan and I actually go way back now. He is like an OG sponsor of the Bob Davis podcasts. And it's really good to have him along and have him sponsoring the podcasts. Brush Studio is another long-term client of the Bob Davis podcasts. You just heard me talking about Brush. Hydrus, which is my favorite fitness drink, which I'm going crazy with right now. Appreciate that. My friend Bob at Hydrus. And especially, I want to thank my new consulting clients. These are clients that I am helping with transitioning into digital and podcast advertising, and it's not just my podcast that I'm working with to do this, but this is Ciro3D, the great motorcycle parts and accessories company, as well as ReliaFund, the payment processor that I always talk about. These are two new business clients that I'm really, really excited about going forward in 2018. And I do, you know, this is an easy talker. This is, I don't have this written down. Obviously, I made some notes because I felt that I needed to. Just whenever you, you know, whenever you look back on a year, you think that you remember everything in the year. And just going through the podcast that I've done this year, I realize there's a lot of stuff that I have completely forgotten about. So I'm going to do that. And this is an easy talker in the sense that it's just me talking and thanking people for the end of the year. This isn't going to be some big, heavy thing. Although there are some pretty interesting insights from this year that I will share. But before I do that, I got to thank the general manager of the Bob Davis podcasts, my mom, who has listens to every podcast still on her Galaxy 5. I think it's a Galaxy 5 or a 7. And who has been an unrelenting fan and supporter of these podcasts in so many ways, going back to when I was a little kid. And she said, do what you love. And, you know, it's funny because here I am on Saturday night playing with my toys and doing a podcast. And it feels like it did when I was 11 and 12 and I used to play with the tape recorder and do stuff on Saturday night. Because, you know, when you're a kid, you don't go out on Saturday night. You pretty much hang around the house or somebody comes over or whatever. And that is what I'm doing on this Saturday night in preparation for New Year's Eve 20. I guess it's New Year's Eve. Is it New Year's Eve 2017 or New Year's Eve 2018? I guess it's still 2017. So January 31st is New Year's Eve 2017 going into 2018. So I got to thank my mom, actually, who has been a huge supporter and who has always encouraged me to do what I love and to do what is in my heart. And it has never, ever gone wrong for me along those lines. Every time I have listened to my intuition and done what's in my heart, it always works. So, Mom, thank you. Your encouragement has been central to a lot of the things that have happened in my life in a positive way. Now, as far as a theme for this year, I got to tell you, going back and looking at these podcasts, and as we accelerate into 2018, a great theme in the world and in the podcast has been fear and anxiety in a fast-changing world. And I seem to be doing a lot of podcasts to try to either counsel people to understand and to put it into perspective, to advance the story a little bit, and also just kind of addressing some of these fears and anxieties. And certainly my life has not been devoid of fears and anxieties and concern and worrying about the future. But I will tell you this, Greg Ryan in particular said a long time ago, I don't get into a state of worry because it's not a productive state. And this is a guy who had to take over the family business, you know, rather unexpectedly 30 years ago and has been doing it ever since then. So it's somebody that I, as a small businessman, I respect a great deal because he said, and that changed my approach this year in a lot of ways, because I said something to the effect of I'm worried about this or that. And he said, you know, don't get into a state of worry because it's not going to help. A state of worry is not a productive state, and I have never forgotten that. So we are in a state where things are changing rapidly. I don't mean me personally, but I mean the world. And a lot of people are really struggling to hang on. We're into turbulence. And sometimes people, when you're flying and you hit turbulence, people get really scared. If you've flown for any length of time, you know that you're going to hit turbulence sooner or later. And you learn to know what is serious and not serious. So I think there's a lot of people that are struggling right now because they fear this turbulence. And to a certain extent, for me, I don't see this as really serious turbulence. I just see this as an increasing evidence of the accelerated rate of change in our society. And I talk a lot about that in these podcasts. And as I look back at 2017, you know, going back to podcast 586, you know, I was talking about the changes in how politics has been conducted, particularly in 2016. And it all started in 2017 with the Russian hack and the media predicting the future of what was going to happen, whether it was somebody going to jail because of something they did as part of the Obama administration, or President Trump not being able to take office, or any of these crazy things happening involving the Russian hack. And I'm pretty good at getting the story right in the sense that I was reluctant. In fact, I didn't say early on, because we didn't know and we still don't know whether or not there is any evidence that implicates anybody in the Trump administration, you know, in terms of quote unquote colluding with the Russians for any reason. So there were a lot of stories that the media got wrong. And it's not fake news. It's that we get shards of stories that sometimes are based on fact and sometimes not. And so you have a very confused and ignorant population. I talked about that in podcast 587. You know, one of the other things I was surprised that I picked up on and continued with was this question of celebrity worship. I noticed the other day I was somewhere and somebody started talking about people who are celebrities and saying, you know, you might know this guy because he's a celebrity. And, you know, and I said, I don't consider myself a celebrity. I'm a radio guy. I don't think radio guys are celebrities. We are local people who were on the radio or not on the radio, doing podcasts, not doing it to be a celebrity. But I talked about that in a podcast. There was also the first indication this year of, in Minnesota, we have this organization called the Met Council, which, by the way, is the most expensive and largest organization of its kind. It's kind of a shadow metro government. And it's just the beginnings of what I consider to be overreach by the Met Council. In 2016, I did a podcast with a suburban mayor, Oak Grove, Mark Korn, who's a friend of mine and a client, Depot Star. I did not mention Depot Star because they're a digital sponsor, so I apologize for that, Mark. Mark has been a tireless sponsor, but I interviewed Mark because as a mayor, he is struggling with the Met Council basically telling the town how they're going to develop and what they're going to do. And so, you know, it's interesting to see this is the first real situation where Jeff Johnson, who is going to be a Republican candidate for governor here in Minnesota in 2018, kind of capitalized on a theme, which is the first overreach of the Met Council. And now there are Democrats and Republicans furious at the Met Council over the Southwest Light Rail. I expect that story to kind of develop over 2018. Then we had the inaugural weekend in which there was just a surreal quality of protests and people that thought they were going to stop it. And this whole concept of civil war in America. And I really kind of tried to tamp that down in podcast 594, where I talked about that. And there was also a lot of discussion this year about values and political fighting all through podcast 595 up through 600, 602, principles. And, you know, I was one of the early people to say, and I really believe this is going to be a big theme in 2018, that the Republican Party has lost its way in terms of what it is. And what has happened, and I just got this with the last podcast I did regarding Trump's so-called infrastructure plan to quote-unquote rebuild America, which, by the way, doesn't need rebuilding. Trump supporters especially, but the Republican Party in general and Tea Party people do not want to hear anything that in any way challenges President Trump or their support of President Trump. And this is a bankruptcy of principle. It is still a problem, and I think I'm way ahead of the curve on this, and I think it's going to be a continued problem. Certainly, going back to the podcast in the 400s, I talked about this, and in podcast 604, I talked about this principles issue. In this same period of time, I did a quick podcast on this book, The Fourth Turning, which was written in the 90s, that has motivated Steve Bannon for most of his career and by extension the president. If you haven't had a chance to take a look at this book, you should. The Fourth Turning. Why? I consider this determinist history. I think it's terrible. I think it's both determinist, meaning, you know, the Soviet system of history, and in the same breath, it is also about as accurate as tarot cards in terms of its predictive ability, and I think people need to be aware of that. Did a podcast about that. You're probably going to hear more about The Fourth Turning. And then, of course, I did a lot of reoccurring podcasts with my son. One of the best things is when your kids grow up and they're really smart and they argue with you, and I have the distinct honor to be able to have some of those arguments with my son on podcasts, and everybody loves those podcasts, and I love doing them. So that was really awesome. And really, you know, another reoccurring theme this year in terms of the podcast has been this question of how we define exactly what we're trying to accomplish, whether we are Democrats or Republicans, libertarians, or whatever it is that we claim to be, anarchists or anything else. And then I want to, you know, I ran across this podcast, which it actually turned out to be one of the biggest podcasts of the year, and I want to talk about that. So one of the most fun sponsors that I've had this year is Ciro3D.com, Ciro3D.com. So Ciro3D is the great motorcycle products and accessories company. They make all kinds of products and accessories for V-Twin and Harley, but they have a lot of products and accessories that can be applied depending on what other kind of bike you ride. So your bike is probably in the garage right now, unless you're listening in California or in Florida. If you ride, you know how important safety is. Ciro3D has a fantastic catalog for 2018, which I have right here, if you can hear it over the dryer. It's a great catalog because it describes the parts in the accessories. It shows how they work. It shows the different products. And I would draw your attention especially to the safety stuff. The lighting options, the foot pegs, and the device mounts are real winners for this company. So check out Ciro3D.com, Ciro3D.com. And don't forget to maximize your ride with Ciro. And, of course, ride safe. Well, if I haven't already, I got to thank DepotStar.com for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcasts, and especially this year, this is the great American manufacturing company, DepotStar. They do American design, engineering, and manufacturing. If your company is thinking about reshoring, think about DepotStar, D-E-P-O-T, DepotStar.com, and thanks, guys, for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcasts. So my discussion of values early on had a lot to do with this podcast that I did that was one of the biggest podcasts of the year, and this was the podcast I did that was my final decision to basically quit the radio business. As many of you know, if you listen to the podcast for a while, I was doing these for actually 72 weeks. I was doing a one-hour radio show that got syndicated to one radio station, so technically it wasn't syndicated. And the idea was somebody said you should do a syndicated radio show. So I ran across this group in town, GCN, who does syndication. And I did this show for 72 weeks. You can listen to the whole podcast. It's podcast 612. But it really allowed me to finally let go of radio for so many reasons, not the least of which is the confining nature of the radio format and the stupidity of radio people, including the people at GCN, in terms of understanding the business and what they have and what they do. And this isn't a cut to those people, but there is an incredible obtuse nature to people in radio, and I am glad to be rid of that this year. This is a business that continues to contract. I think I mentioned in one of the podcasts that all radio stations have podcasts, and the podcasts have a digital watermark that allows the meters that they actually mention, or rather that they actually measure radio with, to pick up the podcast listening. So if you listen to a podcast of your favorite radio show within 24 hours of that radio show airing, it will also go as a credit to the radio station. And one of the things Nielsen has found is that as much as a third of radio listening is actually to podcasts by radio shows, which I think is fascinating, which indicates that podcasting is rapidly growing as a medium, probably beyond our ability to measure it. So I thought that was important to point out. Podcasting is so much better than radio in terms of what it can do for clients, in terms of what it can do for someone doing a podcast, in terms of the content and the breadth of content that podcasters are delivering. And I was proud of myself for being able to do that because I am a radio person. I've been in radio, been working in radio, been in radio since I was 13, working in radio since I was 15, and done every job you can do, including mowing the lawn and soldering and everything else at radio stations. Love the radio business, love the smell of radio stations. You know, I'll never get that out of my mind, and I wouldn't want to. But in terms of a business today, in terms of being creative today, unfortunately, the people that are in the radio business and the radio business itself is rapidly failing. And I don't want to belabor it, but I love that podcast. If you want to listen to it, podcast 612. We also predicted that the Republicans would fail to repeal the ACA here at the Bob Davis Podcast. And the theme of actually looking at economic numbers rather than ballyhoo and all the predictions of the future, which the media seems to be directly tied into, started really with the podcast 614. Then I just love this because there was a huge thing with Burning Man. You know, I really wanted to go to Burning Man this year, and I could not get tickets no matter what I did. And I just found another possible way in, and I'm going to try to get into that a little bit on New Year's Eve. But I still want to go to Burning Man, an ongoing enigma and struggle, because the common man, this is supposed to be a common man festival of hippies and, you know, whatever, an arts festival that the common man cannot afford to go to and you can't get to. And I love the podcast where I talked about that. That's podcast 616. And then I have also talked a lot about podcasting and small business this year, starting with podcast 622. And this is really this beginning of this real development in terms of what I'm doing here this year. And this is the idea of what podcasting is and what it can do and what a small business is and what it can do and the kind of values that you have to be successful in small business. And also really beginning to coalesce around the idea of refusing to take a partisan position. Now, many of you who know me, and again, I'm talking off the top of my head, know that I am and was very much a partisan in the radio days. And I mentioned this to somebody recently. This is one of the things I don't like about radio. You are a victim to a certain degree, and I don't mean to say I'm a victim, but I'm saying that you are pushed into a box by the people who run the radio station as well as the listeners. Best way to explain it is to say, if you were to imagine a rock station circa 1972, and I mean an FM rock station circa 1972, playing progressive rock and having a huge long playlist and album cuts. And as the 70s progressed and as the 80s dawned, rock and roll changed, and things, concepts like corporate rock became present in the radio business in terms of music. And certain audiences wouldn't allow you to play Van Halen. They demanded that you only play Led Zeppelin and the Beatles. Let's just put it that way. And stations that refused to make that change from the Beatles and Led Zeppelin to Boston and, you know, Thin Lizzy and, you know, I'm trying to think of a minute, Queen, for example, Van Halen, and the rockers that kind of became huge in the 80s, what they called so-called corporate rock, really kind of fell by the wayside. And this is the same kind of thing with politics. Talk radio is failing to garner a large audience, largely because it has not progressed from the days when all we did was fight for the Republican side. I refuse to do that. I gave that up a long time ago. And I will not do it anymore. And I think it's a huge step forward. And I think it's the best way for podcasts to advance the story, and that is not to take a position. Certainly, everybody knows that my sympathies lie with limited government, but I don't feel that the Republicans are doing that, and I don't feel the Democrats are doing that either. But this does not preclude socialists and Democrats from having a good idea. And I vow in 2018 not to ignore the Democrats just because of my history. And I'll talk about that again shortly. Now, I also want to talk about something that this is podcast 630, something that happened this year that was really difficult. I lost two people who were very, very important to me this year. Certainly, we all have death, and we all have an experience of death. But if you listen to podcast 630, this was a person. This is my guest in podcast 630. She would not want you to know her name. She's around the way, girl. This is a bright, effervescent, brilliant person who took her own life in August. She was living with me. She didn't live here when she took her own life, but this is a very, very difficult thing for me to go through in 2017. And then about a month or two later, I lost – actually, it was a month before I lost my nephew, who I don't want to get into details of what happened, but those were two powerful losses for me in 2017 that I think changed a lot of the what I think about and how I think about a lot of things. And, you know, they say that death reverberates. You don't really incorporate or understand or assimilate the effects of someone dying. All of the people who knew Round the Way Girl, all of us, are continuing to have reverberations about her death. And it was pretty intense. And if you listen to that podcast, you're going to hear what an amazing and effervescent person she was, despite her many problems. And we loved her, all of us. And it was hard to see her go in 2017. Let's see. There were a lot of travel podcasts in 2017, and there's going to be more in 2018. I'm going to enhance it as much as I can. And to that end, I'm going to need contributors, and we're going to talk about that in a little short bit here. But if you want to hear the Storm Chasing podcast, those are some of my favorite podcasts because they were very difficult to do. I found out storm chasers are extremely competitive and very jealous of each other and do not like the media. But podcasts 632, 633, 634, 635, and 636 are all podcasts about storm chasing. I had a fantastic time on that trip. You know, if you'll recall, I decided to go down to the corner, you know, of Missouri, Oklahoma, and Kansas. And I literally went back and forth between Kansas and Oklahoma and Missouri the whole time. And it was fabulous. Then I went over to Tennessee and on over to Virginia to see my mom. And on the way back, returned to my grandfather's hometown of Gloucester, Ohio. And that podcast, I'm not even going to tell you the podcast number because I didn't like that podcast because I felt I should have gone a lot deeper. And I actually apologized to the people of Gloucester that I will have to return to Gloucester, Ohio, probably next year or at least in 2020 to really give it and do it justice. It's a mining town that is really in trouble. And I hope things are better in Gloucester since the last time I was there, and I hope it gets better between now and the next time that I go there. But that was also a very interesting – that was a really powerful trip in a lot of ways. Let's see. What else has happened? You know, we had two instances this year locally which really brought up a lot of stuff. One was the shooting of a woman, Justine Damon, by the Minneapolis police in the in the high summer, and the other was this ongoing problem in downtown with crime. And I did sort of a first blush podcast, spent a Friday night on the mean streets of Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis, and also did an interview with a guy who's a weapons and police activity expert here in Minneapolis. That was really cool. You know, travel podcasts, I always thought, well, I'm going to go to the same festivals every year, and it's going to be really cool. I'm going to go to the air show every year. I'm going to go to the Sturgis every year. And I did do both this year, although I don't know if I'm going to go back next year. I was there at the air show representing my client, Alpha Systems, which is an aeronautics product manufacturer. You guys have heard me talk about them. They make the angle of attack indicator. If you're a pilot, you know exactly what that is. And I love the air show because it's like a high-end state fair. But I don't know if I'm going to go back because I think in 2018, And I'm going to tell you why in a second. I'm going to be doing other things. I think I'm done with the air show and Sturgis in 2018 for the short period. Maybe or maybe not. I'm not sure yet. We'll get to that at some point. Best trip of the summer was the solar eclipse trip. First, it started with the Solar Eclipse Madness podcast. That's podcast 655 and 656. And then there were two solar eclipse podcasts. If you think that solar eclipses don't generate weird energy, ask my friend Steve Steiner about it. We went on this trip. We had an up and down time. I'd have to say both of us will refer to it for the rest of our lives as a peak experience in our life, especially the actual eclipse. But there was so much weird energy prior to that. Listen to those podcasts because you can hear it. It was almost kinetic. It was almost frantic, energy up through that eclipse. And then when it was over, it was just the greatest feeling after that. And I came back, and that's the trip where I literally said, I'm not going on freeways anymore. So from the moment that I decided, so during the podcast, during the storm chasing thing, I decided from now on, I'm only going on back roads. And so from there on, all the way down to the eclipse, I went on back roads for almost the entire time. And it really enhances the travel experience. I talk about it in all those podcasts. You just do. If you go to the search window, bobdavispodcast.com, type in travel podcast, you're going to get all of them. But it has been quite an interesting journey to do travel podcasts because now I know what I need before I do a travel podcast. Also, this year marked the beginning of the yoga podcast. I think that's going to be as deep as the travel podcast, and I think I'm going to combine the travel and yoga stuff in 2018. And then, of course, we had the end of the world on September 23rd, if you'll recall. I love this podcast where I just kind of – if you ever want to hear people that are crazy, listen to podcast 664 because you're going to hear all those people on YouTube talking about the end of the world and saying with absolute confidence that the end of the world was coming. It didn't. And then, of course, the most – I think some of the most prescient podcasts that I've done have been about tax policy and the economy and predicting – you know, talking about how the media continues to try to predict the future. And most recently, the stuff on tax reform and reading the tax bill, as well as the ideas of President Trump about stimulating the economy and building. And we'll see what happens going forward. And there's all kinds of discussions in these podcasts about relevance and business ownership. And, of course, the biggest story of 2017, the Harvey Weinstein effect, which includes the resignation of Al Franken and others, and the Roy Moore loss in Alabama, which sets us up for 2018. And I'm not going to predict the future. I'm not going to take sides in 2018. I'm just going to tell you my perceptions about things and tell you that I'm probably going to tend to be hardest on people who don't tend to do their homework and try to give you some background on stuff. But understand, if there's a watchword in 2018, just because your guy is your guy doesn't mean that everything your guy does is the right thing. And that includes people on the left as well as people on the right. And we'll talk about that more in 2018. I just hope that we can be that we can start to look at both sides of the political spectrum without being so partisan in 2018. I think it's probably too much to hope for, but especially in election year, that's probably the biggest thing. So real quick, I want to give you, and then I'll talk about looking ahead and what we're going to talk about because we're running out of time. I want to talk about the contributors to the Bob Davis podcast. These are people who have given me donations, bought T-shirts, or bought the audiobook over the year. And many of them, you know, repeatedly contribute. And I really, really appreciate these guys. They are the Lundbergs, Wayne Nelson, Ed Nass, Sue Salamone, Jeffrey Dunn, James Decker, Randy Walker, Brett Severson and his wife, Mary Becker, Jason Feipel, Kevin Hill. I'm just going to call you Parts by Nate. Nate, you know who I'm talking about. The general manager of the Bob Davis podcast, my mom, who has shown up in ways that have always helped me. My friend John Holland in Tennessee, thank you again so much. Sean Sarazen, thank you so much, Sean, for not only giving me contributions, but also patronizing Bob Davis podcast sponsors. My old friend, John N. Willow, who gave me a great contribution, really appreciated that, John N. Travis Sittard, you know who you are. Travis and I go way back. He's a friend of my brother-in-law's, and he's actually worked on a bunch of really big series as an editor, and Travis is awesome. Henry Tenenblant from California, who has constantly given me huge amounts of money. Thank you, Henry. Lottie Steinke, always a big supporter, both of the radio show and the podcast. Greg Stamp, same to you, my friend. Richard Sletten, and more. Also, very quickly, looking ahead, because we're almost out of time, you know, again, we are still going through big changes politically in this country. All kinds of terms like populism and Republican and Democrat and conservative and liberal are bandied about. Who knows what they mean? Questions of values and principles are becoming paramount. And I've talked about this and talked about this, and I've been prescient in my conversation about these. Let me simply say this. Our president, President Trump, has not yet had his test, his so-called 9/11, his crisis. And it is coming, and it's probably going to happen in 2018, and it's going to be probably the biggest story of 2018. I have no idea what it's going to be, but I think it's fair to suggest that there's going to be a major test in 2018, because it usually happens in the first couple of years of an administration. So be prepared for that. It's going to test all of us, because we're going to have principles in order to really understand, values and principles in order to really understand our reaction to whatever thing happens. 2018 is a big year for me. It's a big test year for me. I'm working on building the business up. I'm working on teching up. I'm working on efforts to cover statewide races in Minnesota. There's two senatorial races, a gubernatorial race, an attorney general's race, secretary of state, state auditor, and the Minnesota House of Representatives. Same situation, at least one Senate race and a gubernatorial race and an assembly race, I believe, over in Wisconsin. So this is a great test for election coverage, because I intend to cover all sides, and that includes talking and attending and doing so with an open mind, Democrat meetings and talking to Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, whatever other variety exists. What I do is both political tourism, and it's also political reporting at its best, because I'm not taking a side and I am not trying to predict the future. As well as other stuff, travel and yoga and life and thinking about what we're thinking about and new technology and all kinds of new ideas for application in the next 2 years. So there is definitely a lot to work on in 2018 and 2019, and much to do. So I better get to it, because the clothes are probably dry now. Thanks for listening to the end of the year Bob Davis podcast, podcast 690. 10 more to go to 700. And of course, Happy New Year. Well, again, thanks to Ciro3D.com and Brush Studio in the West End, St. Louis Park, for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcast this year. Love you guys. And thanks again to all of you for listening and subscribing to the Bob Davis podcast. Happy New Year. I'm glad 2017 is over. And I'm looking forward to the craziness in 2018. Thanks for listening to podcast 690. Saying goodbye to 2017.
I want a girl with extensions in her hair, bamboo earrings, at least two pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with the candy yams. Honey-coated complexion, using Cabernet. Let's hear it for the girl, she's from around the way.